This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Wednesday, and it was about getting your ashes or soaring on the stocks. Unbelievable. What a run. What a bull run on Wall Street. And part of the big story, I think, as we rock through America tonight, and some of that was reaction to the president's speech, not the specific strokes on what was going to happen with immigration and health care and tax reform, because there wasn't much of that, but the tone was optimistic enough that that pushed the Dow sky high. And how high, you say? Well, I mean, anytime you see the word stocks and soar and roar and rip and rock, oh, that's all beautiful, beautiful adjectives. So 2,000 is the new 1,000. The blue chip benchmark, as they say, took just 66 days to climb from 1900 to 21. So 21, or, you know, 19,000 to above 21,000, rather. That's a huge, huge gain. And that was part of the big, big conversation, I think, throughout the land, in your backyard and mine, because, you know, it's not about millionaires having stocks. It's about everyday people, maybe in 401ks, maybe with a little bit of money squirreled away in the stock market as part of whatever their retirement account looks like. So you saw a little bit of a bump because we all gasped, choked, and fell down in 2008. So any day you can celebrate a soar like that, oh, it is so, so worth it. Sadly, what has been happening across this country is not worth it, which it's just absolutely awful. If they could apprehend some of the people doing what's being done, it would be terrific. We saw what happened in St. Louis. We saw what happened in Philadelphia and New York. Andrew Cuomo, the governor of New York, said it's just intolerable when you're talking about these Jewish cemeteries being desecrated.
We are all from someplace else, unless you're a Native American. And the operating principle is that we open our arms and we embrace all. That's what this state is about fundamentally. And these acts of anti-Semitism are repugnant to that very premise.
Yeah, repugnant indeed. Meanwhile, back in Washington, Mitch McConnell was talking about Congress and where Congress is headed.
I think for virtually all Republicans, the chance to actually do things that we felt would move the country in the right direction and have the president sign them into law is a pretty exciting prospect. So we're looking forward to a positive, upbeat presentation tomorrow night.
All right, positive presentation, and that's exactly what happened. And Mitch McConnell, you know, echoed what happened and the cause and effect of what I said at the beginning, the president's speech to both chambers. In the meantime, Paul Ryan had his own thoughts on Russia and the White House.
Proper place, in my opinion, is the intelligence committees, because they're the ones who have access to methods of intelligence gathering. This is sensitive information that involves how we collect intelligence. That is why we have an intelligence committee that goes through the clearance process, that gets access to that information, which is conducting an investigation.
Yeah, so there you go. And, you know, as Ryan leaves it off, I pick it up with the story that the information concerned Russia's attempt to undermine the election and possible contacts with anybody centering around now President Trump. That's part of what's being discussed. Jeff Sessions said he had nothing to do with any kind of conversation with Russia because the Attorney General said he didn't mislead anyone. He didn't disclose meetings with the Russian ambassador, and he's saying that he didn't mislead anyone during the confirmation hearing. But Senator Al Franken is among those who say that Sessions should recuse himself, while Lindsey Graham and John McCain, two Republican senators, want answers on the Sessions Russia report. And so this is not going away. And now this time it absolutely is about the Attorney General more than anybody else, which of course he would be part of the Trump cabinet, because we saw what happened with the National Security Advisor Mike Flynn. Sessions didn't mention any meetings. He met twice last year with a top Russian diplomat in Washington. So he didn't mention either meeting during his confirmation hearings when he said he knew of no contact between Trump surrogates and Russians. That story, though, keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi characterized Sessions' comments in his confirmation as apparent perjury and said the Attorney General should resign. So there is going to be pressure for something to happen. I don't know what will happen. It depends on what the investigation yields. It depends on what happens there. Let's go out to Izzy. Hello, Izzy.
Did you hear about our storm last night?
Your storm was terrible. It was awful, yes.
Our sirens were going off for close to an hour. Yeah, and they told anybody in a mobile home, get out.
Right, knowing what happens.
Well, I kept my little old self in my house. My cats were even scared. That's how bad it was. They were just like, help. I was like, wait a minute, cats. I don't do well in these things either. Anyway, first off, let's get Kelly Conway out of the picture.
Out of the picture. I love that.
Well, no, I thought that
double entendre.
Well, yeah. That was very classless of her.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, come on, at least take your shoes off. God, I was horrified. And I was, well, look at what Obama did, putting his feet up on the beautiful desk and the other furniture. People... have some respect. Okay, let's talk about the President Trump's message last night. It was great. And the last time I looked, you know, all the Democrats that have come out, those that just sat there, they made their faces, especially Pelosi. I swear her expressions looked like she was trying to keep false teeth in her mouth.
She sure did, didn't she? She was not...
The last time I've seen that many Democrats in all white was at a KKK rally.
Izzy, some of the Democrats liked his tone, I have to say. Thanks, Iz. Back with more on America Tonight.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
On the mail side through the miracle of the internet, so let's go to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
All right, so as we check the mail, this one from Don. Kate, the Dow sword. How awesome is that? And it's because, for once, I'll tell you what, Trump listened to the people around him, I believe, and took a really optimistic tone, as people are writing about, in his speech. And I believe that helped push those numbers higher. It was exciting to see something to cheer about instead of the constant ups and downs that we endure when we have money invested on the street. It's not like I have a ton of it, but enough that it affects me and it affects my family, and I'm hoping to be able to leave them something in the end and to be able to use some of it for retirement. So, wow, wow, and wow. All right, this one is from Jack, listening to us in Austin, Texas, and he says, thumbs up to Trump's speech. It was brilliant. I thought he really painted an interesting picture of where we're headed in the United States. And I believe he believes that he's the man to do it, period, and he's working on it. So I say give him a chance, and let's see, when we hit those benchmarks, where we are with the ACA and our health care, where we are when it comes to immigration, where we are when it comes to jobs. But a long standing ovation from me. And then there's this one from George, and he says, it's the same old with these politicians. Don't let Donald Trump fool you. I don't care either way for Trump, but I think we were sold a bill of goods. He knows how to perform. Remember, he was the guy behind Celebrity Apprentice. So then a couple more quick ones. This one from Brad, who says he lives in Maryland. Kate, I live in Baltimore, actually just outside of Baltimore. Sad day for the city after that investigation uncovers all of those cops that were basically ripping off the people of Baltimore. And I know they're going to nail them pretty much to the wall, but seven cops, it was really, really depressing to find out about it and to hear that story. And that's all anybody in Baltimore, for that matter, Maryland, is talking about right now. And then we get one more, and this one is from Marissa. Too bad about what's happening with these cemeteries. Come on, people, we're way better than that. We're all Americans, and America can be great again. If you have any thoughts you want to share, it's very easy to do. Go to americatonight.net, click on contact, and just like that, you are in. Boom. Speaking of being in, let's go to the phones. You can try to squeeze in a call at 855-266-5283. How about Dan in Texas? Hi, Dan.
Hello, beautiful. Let me turn my radio. Let me turn my radio down. There we go. Now, this is for Izzy. This is the foot joke. Okay?
I'm ready.
Okay, there was this family of dinosaurs back in the prehistoric days, and they were the Foots. There was foot. And one day, they were out just chomping down all kinds of good pineapple trees and everything that they could get their hands on and just gobble, gobble, gobble. Foot came to foot, and said, foot, I don't feel so good. In fact, I think I'm going to die. And foot said, oh, just go over and drink some good clean water. Lay down in the shade of those trees over there, and I'll check on you after a while. You'll be feeling better. So sure enough, he did that. And foot waited a while, and a few hours later, he went over to check foot, and foot was deader than a mackerel. And he shed some tears, and so he dug a hole, and he got foot and pushed him into the hole. And he covered him up and got him all taken care of, and so then it was nighttime, and he went through the night. And the next day, he's out chomping down more trees and having a good time, just chomp. And foot came up to see him. Not foot, but foot. And foot said, foot, I feel terrible. I think I'm going to die. And foot said, oh, don't say that. I've already got one foot in the grave.
But
that was for Izzy.
I like it.
That was for Izzy.
I love it. That was very nice. Very nice.
Okay, now.
Bravo.
Don't worry about Sessions and all this bull hockey about the Russians. Wait a minute. The Russians are not our sworn enemies. We're not at war with them. I don't give a damn if he talks to Putin himself. Big damn deal. And as far as affecting our election, Rush Limbaugh laid that out every single day last week and all this week, time and time again, that it would be absolutely impossible for them to affect our election that way. It's determined by the electors in the end. It cannot have anything to do with our election. They cannot find out who even the electors are until after the election. These people are nominated, blah, 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 blah. And then they finally get down to the point and they cast their vote for president, blah, blah, blah. Okay, it would be absolutely impossible to hit all of the machines in this country, all of the ballots in this country, all of the people in this country, and fix the election. It isn't possible. Absolutely impossible. And all this crap the Democrats are pulling off with blah, 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 Russia this, Russia that, Russia this. They've got nothing else. They are so depleted. And these people are just absolutely heart sick. They thought Hillary was going to be their queen of America, and she got her ass kicked by Donald Trump. That's the whole bottom line right there. And sorry, babe, but that's the way the ball bounces.
Well, I agree with you about the electoral. Nice plug for Rush Limbaugh. It's very easy to lay it out. I agree. I don't think there's any way at all you could rig that because of the Electoral College. It's something that, in fact, Grimm, who we're going to go to, and I talk about all the time, because of the frustrations over the Electoral College, way before heading into the election, he and I talked about that. Hey, Grimm.
Hey, Kate.
Hello.
Good to hear from Dan, and then I was going to ask about Izzy because I was worried about that storm report, but thank God we already heard. She's okay. Now, I didn't say anything the other night about the election itself, but told you of my dream. But anyhow, I look at it this way. Donald Trump's speech, it was more or less him still trying to mend the fences to get unity in this country, because he was pandering a little bit to the liberal side, but still, when it comes to law enforcement and military, that was conservative,
right,
which I really see him doing. But still, the health care program, and I think all of Congress and even Donald Trump, they don't really want to fix it. They don't want to get rid of it and fix it, because they're going to have to be subject to the same health care we have. And something that was not brought up was the debt.
Yeah, no, it wasn't brought up.
Well, that cuts into every one of their pocket purses. So you still got to watch them. It's like I said, I'm not on either side. I'm walking down the middle and looking for the good of America. That's where I'm at.
Right.
And that's the way everybody should be. I don't agree with, nobody's going to agree with another person at 100%. I always look at it 80%, I'm going to agree with you about 80%. 5%, I'm going to be totally, totally against what you may have. And then the other 15 is, hopefully I'm that unique and can keep that to myself.
Hopefully, right? I like that. Hopefully,
well,
I like that.
Well, the open-mindedness is what I'm saying there. But, I still ain't got around to the other stuff, and I probably won't have time tonight. But if anybody wants to read anything about what our future is going to be like, and I still say Michelle Obama is going to be the next Democrat they're going to put out in front of us. Of course, you probably heard Oprah's going to go for it, and I got a big dilemma with that, because she made her fortunes off the misery of the backs of others with her show.
Yeah, but she's saying now that that report is false. We'll see. Thanks, Grimm. Stay with us. We're kicking it to the other side, folks.
Long ride, long shot, maybe we knew that. We're too good to catch when I fell.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah! No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-962-2358. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. To receive your 10-day in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-2358. Again, that's 1-800-962-2358.
Oh, sweet my brain. Oh, sweet my brain. Where's my champagne?
To have a chance to talk to Lon Sefko. It's just amazing. Innovator, inventor, best-selling author. Think about this. 2017 Pulitzer Prize nominee, author of multiple, I said that, you know, the author thing, innovative best-selling books. I've read them, the social media Bible. I can't get enough of his stuff, and I'm thrilled he agreed to spend some time with us. And I thought we'd talk about big brain, because he certainly has one. Lon, thanks for jumping on. We appreciate it.
Oh, how exciting it is to be here. Thank you for thinking of me.
I think the place to start, because there's a lot of roads that we could go down, but I want to talk about the fact that you developed the world's first voice recognition, voice synthesizing, pioneering home automation. I mean, this is brain, big brain stuff. So tell me about that, and how did you know you had really hit on to something spectacular as a person who is, you know, innovative and is an inventor?
Well, I knew I was onto something when it saved somebody's life. So I'm credited with the first computer to save a human life. Steve Jobs coined that phrase, and I thought it was pretty cool, so it kind of stuck with me. I did it really for fun back in the 70s, way back in the 70s when computers first came out. They'd only been out for a couple of years, and I was playing with it. I said, wouldn't it be cool if I could teach a computer to listen to me? And I did. And then I said, wow, how cool would it be if I can get it to talk to me? And then I did. And then I said, can I get it to turn on lights and appliances? So then I said, lamp on. Lamp would come on. Lock door. Television on. Radio off. Call mom. And that was back in the early 80s. And I worked with disabled people, and it started saving their lives, and I built a company around it.
Well, and that company took off like a shot. And, you know, when people think of voice recognition, who do we think of? there's a lot of people. You mentioned Steve Jobs, obviously, and you know, you look at the archetypes for the Apple Newton and the first PDA, and you know, as you said, you know, ultimately saving a life. But I think of Stephen Hawking, right?
Well, I actually went over to meet Stephen Hawking to help him with his disability over in Cambridge, and we didn't connect. He was called out of Cambridge at the very last minute. But my last customer that I got to work with was Christopher Reeve, Superman.
And we saw him in interviews. He wanted so desperately to be able to still reach people, and you obviously gave him the ability to do that. What was that like, the light bulb moment? You could see it in his eyes, right, when he was able to do that?
You know, that's the exciting thing, is to see people who have completely lost hope and wanted to die. A lot of disabled people that I worked with would have committed suicide if they could have moved their arms. But then after working with a system where they can, I had a woman without arms typing 48 words a minute. And when you see that, it's just so rewarding.
So when you do something, you know you're helping humans. You're making that connection through the computer. And what you were able to do, how that innovation that you created, where do you go from there? Because you have lots of inventions. In fact, 18 of your inventions are part of the permanent collection of the Smithsonian Institute in Washington, D.C. They even have 30,000 of your personal papers. So they were enthralled enough, and we've seen them. I can't tell you how many times I've been to the Smithsonian, and as you know, they're all housed in different buildings and broken down. But what is it? You just are motivated. You keep going. For all the people that are listening that want to kind of grab on to innovation, how do you do that?
Well, Thomas Edison once said that inspiration is 10% and perspiration is 90%. And I get inspired all of the time. I look around and see things and know how to make them better. I mean, I just get these ideas of how to put things together. And some ideas, to be honest with you, pretty stupid. But some of them, I think, have merit. So I'll go out and I'll build it or make it or design it or write it. And then I'll test it and see what people think. And if they like it, I'll build a company around it. And next thing you know, it's kind of out there and it's successful.
Yeah. Where do you think we are with technology? Are we at the cutting edge of technology? Is it going to take off even more? Where are we?
Yeah, I have to say it's always going to take off. I thought in 1978 when the Apple first came out and the Commodore was out there and the Osborne for your older audience, I thought we were on the cutting edge of technology. It was amazing what we were doing with computers. And that was 40 years ago, and look at what we're doing now. The most powerful computer, 1978, probably represents about 3 or 4% of the smartphone that we have in our pocket. So it's going to continue, and it's going to continue at a faster and faster rate. And that's going to make it difficult for us to kind of keep up with. Artificial intelligence is going to become a major part of our life. And I'm proud to say that I was one of the pioneers in voice recognition and voice synthesizing. Of course, we have Siri and Alexa and all the other, the girl in our box in the car that gives us directions. So that technology is here, and it's just going to get more and more sophisticated.
So, in other words, you better jump on, right? Especially we've got a lot of speakers and trainers listening to us, and I don't think you can afford, and you could address this better than me, to say, I just don't do that. I don't do that. I have just handouts, and I can't work with technology.
And I hear that all the time. I mean, it was really funny. My wife just absolutely refused to get a smartphone, and she only got her first iPhone when they stopped manufacturing flip phones. So it's inevitable. It's here, and people fought computers. They fought email. They fought the internet. They fought social media. And if you're going to be in business, if you're going to communicate with other human beings, you have to embrace this technology. It's here, and it's here to stay. So learn it. It's not that bad. People are just afraid because it's something new. But once you turn the light on, all the monsters disappear out of the closet. It's actually easy, and it's fun.
I like that. It's easy and it's fun. One of the things that you also do besides make these incredible inventions and set the world on fire with innovation, in your spare time when you're speaking, you know, you're a renowned international speaker. There's no question about that. You teach some of the world's biggest companies, household names that we know, how to harness innovative thinking. What are some of the key elements of what you have discovered really work for you when you're trying to make that breakthrough moment for these companies?
I love teaching innovative thinking. It's what I used to teach before I wrote the social media Bible. So it's kind of my foundation. I was asked by a speakers bureau in 2001. They said, you're the most innovative person I've ever met. Can you make a keynote or even a whole day training? And I answered, well, yeah, of course. I do innovation all the time. 3 years later, I still hadn't figured it out. They needed a process. And they actually turned it into a process. It's something I call the three C's. The secret to innovation is to study everything around you if you're trying to solve a problem. Look at it from every different angle, every industry. Don't just look at your own industry. If there was a solution, someone would have already figured it out. Henry Ford discovered how to create an assembly line. It changed manufacturing forever. And it gave us the opportunity to make less expensive products, like the car. But he learned it one afternoon, sitting under a tree on a potato farm. He was watching the potatoes go up the conveyor belt and drop into the truck. And he said, wait a minute, if I can change out the potatoes for cars, I got something here. And he reduced the price of the car to about $500, and he was making millions of them. So sometimes the solutions are right in front of you. And then give your brain an opportunity to communicate those solutions. Turn off the background noise. You don't have to get in the car and blast your iPhone. Just listen to your own brain, because it's amazing how many good ideas you have in there. You hear them in the shower. You hear them when you are exercising, when you're walking or jogging. You get them at night when you're sleeping. So just listen to yourself.
We started talking about technology, but ironically, turn off the technology to let your brain just kind of marinate with those ideas. I love that, Lon.
It's true. It's so true.
So as you said, you also have one of the books I mentioned, the Social Media Bible, and I think there's a lot of confusion over social media. I mean, I'll admit this. People will say, you have to do everything. You've got to get a zillion people on Instagram, and then, oh my gosh, what are your numbers on Twitter? For goodness sake, look at the President Trump and how many numbers he has on Twitter. And what about Facebook? And I think we become overwhelmed by social media. How do we tame that lion?
That's a big problem for everybody. I mean, not only personally, how do you keep in touch with everybody on every platform? Even for you, getting to your listeners and finding where they are. Every company worldwide, which is why I teach on digital communications worldwide, because everyone is faced with the same problem. First of all, there's too much content. There's too much information coming at us from every single angle. So we're getting desensitized to marketing, to advertising, to tweets, to posts. Everybody's talking, nobody's listening. That's the first problem. But what you said was absolutely true. We do kind of have a responsibility, especially if we're in business, to monitor and to communicate on every single platform. The reason is we don't know where the critical mass is. We don't know if your listeners prefer Facebook over Twitter, or they like LinkedIn or Instagram. So you got to kind of be there. You got to test it. You got to see where they are. And then after you test it and get some numbers, you can kind of cut back on some of the platforms that aren't giving you the best rate of return on investment and focus on the ones where the majority of your customers are.
Yeah, great advice. Parting shot. So as we talk about technology, letting your brain have a chance to think creatively, to come up with whatever the next great best speech is or product or whatever it is that you might be doing, what would you like to see happen in the near future when it comes to innovation?
I want everybody to become more innovative. I want everybody to believe that they are innovators. Everybody comes up with great ideas. Think of the number of great ideas that you come up with in your lifetime. And if you could just figure out what that process is, like riding a bike, playing a piano, and you just practiced it just a little bit, and you were able to come up with really award-winning ideas once a month, once a week, maybe even once a day. How would that change your life? How would that change the world? America, I mean, that's what made this the greatest country in the world for centuries, because we are innovators. We are constantly pushing the boundaries, breaking through that envelope. And I want everybody to continue to do that. Just be as innovative as possible, because we all have it in us. We just have to know how to do it and get to practice.
Lon Sefka, thanks so much for coming on. We appreciate it.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.
Think about about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Once again, I'm always overwhelmed at the amount of email that I receive here on America Tonight. So thank you. Because I know you take the time, bang it out on the computer, on your iPhone, whatever it is. And I couldn't be more thrilled with the reaction that we get. It's just, you know, absolutely terrific. So let's go to the first one. This one is from Kyle in Ocean City, New Jersey. Kate, I've heard you talk about Ocean City, New Jersey, so that's why I put that on this email. It's unbelievable what the property is worth in some of those seashore towns in New Jersey. I don't know if you realize that or not. It just made me think about what people do for a living. You were talking about small businesses one night on It's Your Business and how people find the chance to take a breath and step away when they're not getting those traditional paid vacations. And you know what I say, you just squirrel away. My tip is you squirrel away $50 a month, and at least you've got a nest egg at the end. Remember those vacation clubs. And that's why I started with his email, because that was the first bank account that I had. My mother took me to open it was a vacation club. She said, then you'll have some money when you go to the shore. So I thought that was crazy that he sent me that. But I was talking about taking the breath and the life-work balance thing that is much different when you own a small business, because you're really available 24/7. And a lot of the businesses that many of you do, you're a contractor, you're working on a construction crew, so same industry there. You're in real estate, you're just got your real estate license, you're you know, anything, a notary public, whatever. You're kind of on the clock for those dollars. And, you know, we've had lots of wealth management people on the show. We've done months and months with the great Steve Kelly and Mike Bonacorsi. I wanted to give everyone different perspectives on what do you do to set yourself up a little bit better. It doesn't matter if you have a lot of cash or hardly any cash. There are absolutely ways to do it. It would be easy, wouldn't it, if we all just won the HGTV dream house or got one of those scratch-offs where it was like $1 million, $2 million. You know, I know somebody that won $10 million. And, of course, luck of the draw, they already were doing okay. So that'd be a shocker. You never go to Vegas, you put a couple of dollars in the machine, and that is your story. Speaking of money, I got this from Paul, listening to us in Sarasota. Kate, Trump settled the Trump University thing, a $25 million payment. I guess he had to do that to get him off his back. Yeah, a couple of days before the swearing-in, boom, he forked over the cash to settle those fraud lawsuits. And originally known as Trump University, the settlement was reached in November, right before the election, and he didn't have to testify in the trial. He started the university, for people who don't know, these seminars, and told students they could get rich off of real estate with different investing techniques in 2005. And then these fraud suits started coming in 2010 and 2011 because students said they were promised access to private financing options and they didn't get those. And so they decided that it was bait and switch. And so anyway, of the money, about $21 million, I saw the breakdown worth me throwing this out here. Of the $21 million, about $7,000 goes to former Trump University enrollees in two California class action suits. Gosh, how about that? Crazy. All right, how about this one coming our way from Mary? Mary says, wow, this inauguration, I have a lot of trepidation and anticipation. Does that make sense, Kate, to be excited and worried at the same time? Trump is such an anomaly. I'm not crazy about his women statements and his kind of misogynistic behavior. I don't like that. But I think there are sides of him that work. And the business idea of blowing up what we see in Washington, I think it's time for that to happen if it was ever going to happen. So I say give him a chance. But there is that anticipation and trepidation. That's right. In the same sentence, I love that you worked that in there. Sure, because it's unknown. We just know what's happening. Okay, here's my cabinet choices. Here's what's happening. And this is what I plan to do. But saying what you plan to do and then what happens when you get in there are two different things. And I'm really hoping for the best. I hope all of you are hoping for the best. Here's one thing I don't get. I understand backlash, people upset, not liking some of the nonsense of the campaign, of course, absolutely. But the not my president thing, guess what? He is your president. You voted for him. He is the president. So he not the president, he is the president. You know, I like the saying better, we're still here. It seems that makes more sense to me than not my president. Because if you didn't like the last president, if you didn't like the president before him, the president before him, well, guess what? They're the president. So that doesn't, I get what they're saying, what their sentiment is, but it doesn't make any sense to me. Okay, so let's move on to another one. How about this one from Jewel? I don't think it's Jewel, like, you know, Jewel the singer. I think it's a different kind of Jewel, but a different person named Jewel. But Jewel says, Kate, you know, I heard you say the thing the other night about the forever stamps costing more. How is that? First they sell us forever stamps, we get them, and now they're not forever. So that means what? We've got to now go and pay more for forever stamps? You got it. That was an easy one to figure out. Yeah, that they cost more. So now instead of it's going to be 49 cents. First class letter instead of 47 cents. Doesn't that seem so high? I mean, how many people, raise your hand, because, you know, I have that special capability of knowing when people are raising their hands in mass across America. How many of you are mailing letters? I hear crickets. I don't think very many of you are mailing letters. I like getting them. It's so infrequent. I like getting postcards. One of my friends sent me a postcard. And she and her husband were in New Zealand, and I thought that was brilliant. It made my day. So I'm like, oh, how cool is this? I love it. A postcard. Okay, so let's zig to another one. David in New Hampshire says, Kate, my prayers and thoughts are with the Bushes. I have to tell you, Bush won, one of my faves. I don't know, I just really like this guy and the fact that he works with other people. And, you know, they're pretty tight with the Clintons. It says that you can be a person first. And I don't know that we're long for having him in the world because he's in his 90s and he's been having breathing problems. So I think it's good to wish good thoughts for his family. Yeah, they were saying it was acute respiratory, and that was, and that's what happens. It was from pneumonia because he had pneumonia. And then Barbara Bush was also in the Houston Methodist Hospital. She had fatigue and coughing, and they, for Bush, they did a procedure to protect and clear his airway, and they say he's doing okay. That, you know, I mean, even Obama said he appreciated the Bushes. They'd given him so much advice, and he they helped him so much, and that's the kind of guy he was. Okay, so you're not a Republican, you're a president. I'm in that president's club, and lean on me. And I've heard from other people who've been around Obama and who were around Clinton that, yeah, that's the way they roll. That they're helping. They believe in America and in the process of serving, and they're going to help whoever it is. Okay, so let's switch to Sarah, who says, Kate, I know every once in a while, you know, you do that movie review. You talk about some of the stuff that you watch to clear your mind when you've been working a lot. And I know that you, I think, watch Netflix programming. Do you, isn't it funny how Netflix has turned around its bottom line? I think it's an interesting business story. It is. Netflix added almost 6 million paying members between October and December of 2016. So their expectations blew up their fourth quarter earnings, and their net income was like $67 million, something like that. And they were expecting, I mean, look, they were expecting $58 million. So the stock has absolutely gone up. The Netflix revenue's gone up, so the stock's gone up. And it's what's happened is the original shows where they've got Narcos, which is one that I watch, they have The Crown. They've got Gilmore Girls, I want to say. I never watched that series, but I know that was popular with a lot of people. So that's what they did. They rolled into developing these popular programs where you could just stream them, but you have to have Netflix. So adding that many new members, it just shows you when you have that clever idea in any small business and you really, it's well thought out. It doesn't mean it's going to happen. It's going to be like a Netflix story, but it's well thought out. You execute it and you follow the dots and you really, really do that research. And they really did that research. And by adding the production value and adding their own shows, wow, the streaming effect, very popular on Netflix. All right, thanks for all those letters. Remember, you can send me notes, letters, all that stuff anytime, americatonight.net. And thanks for listening to ATN.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.